ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ బై శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్కి కమ్స్ అ థాట్, వాట్ ఈజ్ మై డ్యూటీ నౌ? ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ హూ నోజ్ హిజ్ పర్పస్ పరిత్రాణాయ సాధునా వినాశాయ చ దుష్కృతాం విల్ నాట్ గివ్ అప్ హిజ్ ప్రోమిస్. దేవకి ఈజ్ ఎ ఉమెన్, షీ ఈజ్ మై సిస్టర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఎవర్ షీ ఈజ్ నౌ ప్రెగ్నెంట్. ఇఫ్ ఐ కిల్ హర్ మై రిప్యుటేషన్, ఆపులెన్స్ అండ్ డ్యూరేషన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ విల్ సర్టెన్లీ బి వ్యాంక్విష్డ్. తాత్పర్య పర్పట్, అకార్డింగ్ టు వైదిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఏ ఉమెన్, ఏ బ్రాహ్మణ్ అండ్ ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్, ఏ చైల్డ్ అండ్ ఏ కౌ షుడ్ నెవర్ బి కిల్డ్. ఇట్ అపియర్స్ దాట్ కంస, ఆల్ దో ఏ గ్రేట్ ఎనిమీ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీమ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, వాజ్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ద వైదిక్ కల్చర్ అండ్ కాన్షియస్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫ్యాక్ట్ దాట్ ద సోల్ transmigrates from one body to another and that one suffers in the next life according to the karma of this life. Therefore, he was afraid of killing Devaki since she was a woman, she was his sister and she was pregnant. A kshatriya becomes famous by performing heroic acts, but what would be heroic about killing a woman who while confined in his custody was under his shelter. Therefore, he did not want to act drastically by killing Devaki. Kamsa's enemy was within the Devaki's womb, but killing an enemy in a nascent state would not be an exhibition of prowess. According to Kshatriya rules, an enemy should be fought face to face and with proper weapons. Then if the enemy is killed, the victor becomes famous. Kamsa very consciously deliberated upon these facts and therefore refrained from killing Devaki, although he was completely confident that his enemy has already appeared within her room. This verse from 2nd chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Here it is opinion, or Kamsa thinking this way. Srimad Bhagavatam describes, Sukadeva Goswami described that Kamsa killed one after another the six sons of Devaki, and about seventh pregnancy nobody was knowing what had happened. And when Krishna came to know, భగవాన్ అపి విశ్వాత్మా భక్తానాం అభయంకర ఆవివేశ అంశభాగేన మన ఆనంద్ దున్నుభే. వెన్ లార్డ్ కేమ్ టు నో అబౌట్ సచ్ ఎ ఫియర్ఫుల్ ఆక్వర్డ్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ డెవోటీ, ఎస్పెషలీ దేవకి అండ్ వసుదేవ్, దెన్ భగవాన్ విశ్వాత్మ ఈజ్ సూపర్ సోల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ, along with all his opulences, along with all his plenary expansions, entered in the womb of mother. First he entered in the mind of Vasudev. And Sabibhrad, when Vasudev was holding Krishna in his mind, then he became as brilliant as sun itself. Bhraj mano yatha ravi. The effulgence was illuminating, coming out, emanating from his body, as if he was as brilliant, glorious as sun. And then, from his mind, Vasudev transferred Lord Sri Krishna in the mind or in the heart of Devaki. Tato jagan mangal achyutansam. Krishna, Devaki was holding Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full of all six opulences, along with his all, every single plenary expansion, everyone was included in the personality of Krishna, Vishnu, and Devaki hold, he was keeping within her womb. Dadhar sarvatmakatma bhutam kashtam yatha anandakaram manushtam. From the mind of Vasudev, Krishna entered in the mind, or in the heart, or in the body, or in the womb of Mother Devaki. So Devaki was at that time living in the prison house of Kamsa, in the palace of Kamsa. So here described Sa Devaki Sarva Jagan Nivasa. Devaki became the residence of Vishnu, Krishna. And Krishna is the residence of all cosmic manifestation. Everything dwells within the, situated within the body of Krishna, Vishnu. And that Vishnu was in the womb of Mother Devaki. Nivas Bhuta Nitaram Nareje. Mother Devaki, she become the Nivas, residence of Krishna. But her beauty, her opulence, her glories was not known in people in general. They did not know her exalted position because she was confined Bhojendra Gehe Agni Shikha Iva Ruddha. Sukhdev Goswami described that she was confined, she was arrested, she was living in the prison house of Kamsa. So her beauty, her glory was not appreciated. And Sukhdev Goswami gives two examples. One is Agni Shikha Iva Ruddha, a very powerful lamp or flame of fire. If it is covered, or the flame of fire it is covered in the wall of the pot, certainly put the very powerful lamp in the pot, then it will not be illuminated. It will cover. And another example, Sukhdev Goswami Thakur, Saraswati Jnana Khale Yathasato. Saraswati, knowledge, wisdom, education. If that education, knowledge, is with one person, it's called Jnana Khal. He knows, he is very learned scholar, he knows everything. But he is holding that knowledge within himself. He is not distributing that word. In one sense, this is the misuse of knowledge or misuse of education. The person, that very much knowledgeable personality, very learned personality, but they don't preach, they don't reveal that knowledge. Jnana khale yathasati, as Saraswati, the education or knowledge is with her, confined with some person who is Jnana khal, not distributing, not enthusiastic to distribute the knowledge. Nitaram bhojendra. So one day, Devaki was in that situation. And Kamsa was aware that Devaki is pregnant. She is going to give the birth of eighth child, eighth son. So one day, he came to visit Devaki. One time, he came, and Tamviksha Kamsa Parvaya Jitantara. Kamsa saw Mother Devaki. And here, Sukhdev Goswami described Parvaya Ajit Antara. Krishna, the Vishnu, was within the womb of Mother Devaki, within the heart of Mother Devaki. And by her effulgence, the whole atmosphere the palace was illuminated. Virochayantim bhavanam suchismitam. Simply by her presence, and the darkness of palace, darkness of the prison house was illuminated. It's a very virochayantim. And said, light, effulgence was emanating from her body, transcendental body, and all that atmosphere, all the area was illuminated. And same time, bhavanam suchismitam. Smitam, she was smiling. Suchismitam, she was smiling. When Kansa saw her beauty, as well her happiness, his delight, his bliss, she was in the bliss, her bliss. Then all of a sudden, his thought came in his mind, Ahe Same Pran Haro Harim Guha. He spoke, certainly the Hari, Vishnu has entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. Dhruvam, he said, I can tell with all my confidence that Krishna, the Vishnu, has entered in the womb of Mother Devaki. Me Pran Hara, who will kill me, my number one enemy. I am destined to kill by Vishnu, and now Vishnu has entered in the womb of Devaki. Dhruvam Srito, certainly he has taken shelter in the womb of Mother Devaki. Someone may ask, how we can tell? What could be reason? He say, Pura Iyam Idrishina. Before she was not so brilliant, so beautiful, and same time she was never happy. Always, since many, many years, at least for 8-9 years, she was threatened. She was knowing that my sons will be killed. For he says, Kamsa says that whenever I have seen him since very beginning of her childhood, never ever she was so much beautiful, such a beauty. And Suchismita, and always she was not a very happy lady. Her eyes were always filled with tears, because her six sons and many things, tribulation against her. But today he is very much smiling. Here, since Vishnu was in the womb of Mother Devaki, so Krishna's beauty is also emanating, coming out from that. So beauty as well as happiness. So Krishna's nature of Lord Vishnu, Satchidananda, Ananda. This is a personified bliss was there within the womb of Mother Devaki. So that bliss and beauty, light, effulgence was emanating from her body. So Kamsa says, certainly, Ahesh me Pranhara. Pranhara, my killer, my enemy, certainly he has taken shelter in the womb of Mother Devaki. And then we will talk about this verse. Kimadya tasmin karaniya mashun. Adya, today, immediately, today and now, kim adya me karaniya. What I should do immediately? What I should do today? And immediately, soon, kimadya tasmin karaniya mas. In these circumstances, Vishnu has already entered, my enemy has already entered in the womb of Devaki. So what immediately, soon I should do? All of a sudden, this thought came in his mind. So maybe some minister, he was along with some ministers. This is a good time. Kill Devaki and along with the pregnant boy, the boy, pregnancy, destroy everything. Then he said, no, that I can do. Kimadya tasmin karaniye mashume. What should I do? Then suggestion was that kill the Devaki. He wanted to kill many years ago. Almost decades ago, he wanted to kill her. And then Vishnu, your enemy, has entered in the womb. So kill first Devaki and same time the boy also, son also, child also. But you know, that I can do. Yadartha Tantra Nabihanti Vikrama. Earth Tantra, even a most sinful, selfish person, he does not spoil his own reputation, Vikram, his prowess. No, I should not do that. For any reason, even a sinful person, he doesn't spoil his own glory. And also here talks about Yadantra Tantra, even Krishna is in the womb of Mother Devaki, so he has taken a vow, paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya cha duskritam. So he will not give up his prowess. He is still very much determined to, he may kill me. So he is telling a person, Artha Tantra means who knows the purpose of life, how life we should lead, that person never ever Vihanti Vikram, he doesn't spoil his own Vikram, his own prowess or his own reputation. And Istriya Sasur Guru Matya Badhoyam, this type of killing of Devaki, this type of killing, if I be killed, so I should not kill the Istriya, she is a woman. First is logic he presenting, I should not kill Devaki because she is a woman. And Sasur, my own younger sister. Woman, same time his sister, and above all, she is pregnant. So three reasons is that she is my woman, my sister, and she is pregnant. So this type of killing, if I do kill Devaki, then Sri Sri Radha Gokula Nanda Ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki, Sri Sukar Nitai ki, Yasah Sriyam Hanti Anukalam Ayu. If I kill Devaki, if I will kill Devaki, immediately I will spoil my yash, my reputation, my kirti, my fame, and Sriya, opulence. I would be bereft from opulence forever, anukalam. And third thing, I will lose, I will spoil my duration of life. My duration of life will be finished. I will lose all opulences, and I will lose all yash, reputation. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that according to Vedic principle, a woman, a Brahman, an old man, a child, and a cow, and and the cow should never be killed. They should be protected. They should be given all protection. So here says, see, istri, woman, Prabhupada says he was well aware. Though he was enemy, a demoniac mentality, enemy of Krishna, but he was aware with the Vedic principles. The woman should not be killed. A Brahman should not be punished. A child should not be punished. And a cow should not be killed. So he talks about Istriya Sasu, is woman, my younger sister, and same time she is pregnant, so I should not kill. He talks about his reputation. In Bhagavad Gita, when Lord was talking to Arjuna, one reason Krishna told Arjuna should fight, he was justifying his fighting, because if Arjuna will give up fighting, then akritim chapi bhutani kathaishyanti te abhyam. Krishna says that people will talk about your like infamy, ill name. Akritim chapi bhutani, all the generals, all the heroes, was participating in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they will talk about your infamy. Akritim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te abhyam. Your reputation is widespread all over the surface of earth as the best archer of the time. You are the best, most prominent personality in archery, dhanur vidya. And since then Krishna says, sambhavitasya cha kritir, apkriti or infamy, ill name, bad reputation for a respectable person, which is maranat atirichate, worse than death. Death is painful, no doubt. But a person, respectable person, infamy, opposite, is more painful than death. Akritim chapi bhutani kathayishyanti te byam sambhavitasya cha kritir marana datirichyate. Infamy, ill name, opposites for a respectable person is worse than death, is more powerful than death. So, Prabhupada meant kritir yasya sajivati. Kirti yasya sajivati. So, we should try to protect our reputation, kirti. Of course, there is very celebrated conversation between Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself on the bank of Godavari River. Their discussion was going on. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked one, what is the greatest reputation for a person? What could be the greatest reputation? And Ramananda Rai gives answer that the person who is reputed as a devotee, that is the greatest reputation. So we should, in all circumstances, protect our reputation. Yash, kirti. Here, Kansa, being a kshatriya, he was aware, so he talks about, I will spoil my reputation, my widespread reputation. Of course, he was not very much, not a good reputation. But for self-glorification, need not any recommendation. He was thinking, of course, that is a very nice idea. Is it applicable for other person? For him, what type of a reputation he has? Killing small children, living such a cruel life. But still, he says, yes, sir, I will spoil my reputation. And striya, opulence. I will be bereft for all opulences, all riches, forever. Anukala means forever. Once if I kill Devaki, certainly I will lose all my riches, all my opulence, forever. Again, I will not get it. And I will lose duration of life. Duration of life will decrease simply by ayam badha, this type of killing. And then he talks about, and Lord Sri Krishna here talks about, when Krishna was instructing Arjuna, akritim chapi bhutani. Arjuna was thinking, because he was not willing to fight, out of compassion for his kinsmen, brothers. But Krishna said, people are not going to appreciate this, your compassion. They will tell that Arjuna left the battlefield out of fear of his life. They will not think that out of compassion you are refraining, you are not fighting. Bhayat ranat uparamant uparatam manyasante. They will think that Arjuna, though he was boasting as a big hero, but he saw the enemy out of cowardice, out of fear, he left the battlefield. Bhayat uparamant. Not that they were not going to appreciate that you are out of compassion for your kins, your family member, your brothers, you have left the battlefield. So in this way they will think. And for a respectable person, esteemed personality, the infamy, opposes is worse than death. So that should be protected. And again talks about opulence. When we commit some offense, especially for great personality, spiritual devotee, then we lose immediately all these things. Reputation, opulence, and our life is certainly reduced. So, he thinking, sayesa jivan khalusam parita. Kant says that the person who is considered to be as good as dead, even while he is breathing, he is living, jivan, sayesa jivan khalusam parita. Varte tayu atyant nisansitena. The person who is surviving, maintaining himself by means of very cruelty, atishay nisansata. Very cruelty, does some cruel activities, some sort of illegal activity, and same time maintains his body, that type of jivan is as good as dead. Though he is a breathing, swas is coming out, in and out, but he is considered to be dead person, and a person who is survived by cruelty, dehe mritam cha manuja supanti. The people condemn him, they curse him, though sometimes they don't come forward directly in front, but behind their curse, they condemn that type of life. If I be killed, Devaki, then certainly every single person of this earthly planet, they will condemn. They will blame me. They will curse me. And after death, certainly I will enter in the hellish condition of life. This type of killing is not very much befitting. When Prabhupada has written purport in this verse, then Prabhupada talks originally Prabhupada gave one lecture on the appearance or disappearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj in Los Angeles. So he talks about one saintly person gives different type of blessing for different type people. So the story goes like this. One time a saintly person was sitting in the middle of forest. And one prince, son of king, came. Of course, he was civilized, cultural person. King offered offerings to sadhu. And sadhu gave the blessing. Rajputra chiram jiva. O prince, son of king, you live forever. You don't die. You need not to die. Rajputra chiram jiva. You live a long life. Mamara, don't die. And then the prince became very much happy. And another person came. He was the son of a Muni Putra. Rishi Putra, he also offered offerings. And then saintly person will Rishi Putra Ma Jiva. Oh, Rishi Putra, son of sadhu, son of saintly person, you don't die. You don't live. Better you should die immediately. So two different. And then one third person came. He was hunter, taken birth in a family of butcher. Certainly he also offered offerings. Butcher, but still know some culture, sadhu, he should be offered. And then sadhu gave him blessing. Badhik putra, O son of hunter, or son of butcher, ma jiva ma mara. You don't live and you don't die. You don't die and don't live. And then that person, and third, fourth, even sadhu, bhakta, devotee, Vaishnava came. And he also offered offerings to the sadhu. And then sadhu gave him blessing. साधु जीव वा मरो वा, इट इज अप टू यू, इफ लाइफ इफ लाइक यू कंटिन्यू लिविंग डोंट डाई, आर इफ लाइक लाइक यू डाई, देयर इज नो डिफरेंस फॉर यू. जीव वा मरो वा, आइदर यू लिव आर डाई, डजंट मेक एनी डिफरेंस फॉर एंड द फोर्थ पर्सन. And then one person was sitting next to the sadhu. Then he said, what type of benediction, blessing you are offering to the for king, mamara, don't die, and for muniputra, immediately you die, and for hunter or butcher, you don't live and don't die, and for sadhu, devotee, jiva va morova. Either you live or you die. The saintly person explained, a king living a nice opulent life, prince. So this time certainly he is enjoying the delights of material world. He is not cultivating in spirituality. So certainly when he quit the body, he will be degraded. So he will lose all opportunity for sense gratification. Better he should remain in this life. Javat jivat javat jivet sukham jivet. As long as you are living, that is very good because we are enjoying the life. And what about Muniputra? Blessing was ma jiva, don't live. So that sadhu explained that yes, he was engaged in tapasya and austerity, so much engaged in tapasya, austerity, penances, performing. If he is surviving, certainly he will suffering due to tapasya, some inconvenience he has to go. If he will give up his body, immediately he will be elevated in heavenly planet, upper planetary system. So better he should quit his body and go to upper planetary system. So, and what about the butcher or hunter's son? Was ma jiva ma mara, don't live and don't die. Because while he is living, certainly he is committing, every day he is like business, every day his duty is to kill the animals. So he is accumulating sinful activities, and this is very abominable life, very painful life, very not very good. So this time, while living, it is not good for him. And in case he will die, then certainly he is going to hellish planet, he will suffer there. So he should not die. Otherwise he will die, he will enter in hellish planet, suffering would be there. If he is living, then he is accumulating all sinful activity. So he should not live and he should not die. What about devotee? Jiva va marova. A devotee, if he is living, he will cultivate Krishna consciousness. He will preach the glory of Krishna. If he will die, he will enter in the kingdom of God in Vaikuntha, in Golok. So for him, it is known. While he is living in this material world, he will cultivate Krishna consciousness. He will preach Krishna consciousness. And at the same time, he will find opportunity of service. So while here, he will engage in Krishna seva. And after quitting the body, he will enter in the planet. So for him, jiva va marova. So here Kamsa is talking about sa esa jivan khalusam pareta. A person who is leading his life, who is maintaining himself with cruel means, with cruelty, so he is, while he is living, he is as good as dead person. Dehe mritam te manuja sapanti. While he is living, all the human beings, they condemn him, they curse him. And after death, he enters in tanu ganta tamundham, tamo andham. One tanumanina who considered the body the self, who thinks that the body, I am the body, I am the self, that he goes in hellish planet of life. So he's talking about, I should not kill Devaki. this type of killing would be very bad, abominable for me. And then Sukadeva Goswami. So here question arises that Kamsa was giving this logic today, but many years ago he was ready to kill Devaki, he wanted to kill Devaki. So how come this change of heart took place in this circumstance? Whatever logic he was giving in previous, when he heard the Akashvani, that time also Devaki was a woman, not that he was in male body, and she was his sister. Of course, that time she was not pregnant, but it was time for marriage. So this logic, I should not kill Devaki because she is a woman, because she is my sister, because she is pregnant. So this logic doesn't make very sound. That time also she was a woman, she was his sister. So how come that this time the change of heart took place in Kamsa? What could be reason? He wanted to kill Devaki many years ago. That time she was a woman, she was his sister. And he said, I should not kill Devaki because she is a woman. She is my sister, she is my pregnant. So that time she was not a woman, she was not his sister. So that time he wanted to kill, he was very much determined to kill, and now he refrained himself. No, I should not kill. But what could be the reason of this change of heart? Yeah, Vishnu was present. So any living entity, that time, now Vishnu, Krishna was within her body, within her womb. So due to any person who cultivate Krishna consciousness, if Krishna consciousness is occurred, for Devaki was more than Krishna consciousness, Krishna personally was there in her body, her womb. So due to the presence of Vishnu, due to presence of bhakti, this type of change of heart took place. A so ghastly personality, so sinful, so cruel personality. When Devaki was holding Krishna in her womb, his mind absolutely changed. So much changed that the next verse talk about iti ghor tamat bhavat nibrita swayam prabhu. Sukadeva Goswami take prabhu, Kamsa prabhu refrain from killing Devaki. Prabhu is the exact word he written. Kamsa Prabhu. Swayam Prabhu. Kamsa Prabhu refrained himself by killing. Ghor tamad bhavat. Ghor, most ghastly feeling was before, envious. But he refrained himself. San nibrita completely. Not even a tinge was there of enviness towards Devaki in the heart of Kamsa. Not that Swayam, Sukadeva Goswami, not that someone preached him, no, you should not kill, because she is a woman, she is your sister, she is pregnant. Nobody other but instructed him, Swayam, from within, his heart was so much clean, so much changed, so much purified, that he became completely sannivrita. So this type of change take place. Any person, if really we are Krishna conscious, we are bhakta, then even the cruel person will come in front of us, his heart would be completely changed. So Kamsa refrained himself from the killing of Devaki. So, you know, I should not kill, no way. If I will kill Devaki, immediately I will spoil my reputation. I will lose my all opulences, all my glory, everything. I will bereft of all opulences and glory. And sometimes my life, duration of my life will be reduced immediately, forever. So, I should not. And then, aste pratikshan tan janma harir bayananda. Though there was not even a tinge of envious feeling towards the Devaki, but aste tasmin parikshan, but he was waiting Krishna, oh, Vishnu will appear and immediately I will kill him. As soon as Vishnu appears from the womb of Devaki, for Devaki, all compassion, all goodwill was there for him. But my child, my enemy, I will kill. And he is waiting. Pratikshan, he awaited. Every single moment he was waiting. Okay, when Vishnu will come, when Vishnu will come. So this way, this is incident of one day, one particular day, Kansa visit, goes in the prison house, and as soon as he saw Devaki, her happiness, the beauty and like a delight, happiness, it was emanating from her existence. And as soon as he saw, immediately his heart was absolutely changed, become very much purified. But again, the description that he came in the palace and then he associated with his supporters, ministers, and they were not very Krishna conscious personality. Immediately again he maintained the same attitude, not towards Devaki, but certainly towards Lord Vishnu. So here we describe something. Of course, we are talking yesterday and something about demons, and by hearing the pastime of demon, especially killing demon, so this is pastime or something description about Kamsa. That time he is not killed, still he alive. Afterward he was killed. He was killed in Mathura. And we did not find any description what anartha Kamsa represents. In that book I could not find out. So here I stop, and if you have any question or comment, please ask.